Hi, this is Jack Bourne. Thank you for joining me on this edition of TechTarget's Talking Data podcast. We're joined today by Judith Hurwitz, consultant and industry observer, and together with Marcia Kaufman and Adrian Bowles, she has authored a new book, Cognitive Computing and Big Data Analytics, from the publishing house of Wiley. Cognitive computing appears to be an emerging force, but it is in fact an amalgamation of many things, each of which can be perplexing. Judith, with cognitive computing today, what are some of the challenges?
Well, I guess my initial observation was that, first of all, it's early. If you look at each one of the elements, whether it's natural language processing, whether it's an ontology, whether it's a corpus of data, whether it's ingesting data, applying analytics, machine learning, distributed computing, cloud, whatever the area is, each one of those has been approached as sort of a topic in an area of endeavor, as a discipline. But what you start to see with cognitive computing is that it's all of the above, and it's really an amalgamation of all of this technology that, you know, really smart people always intuitively knew that this was important. You know, the early artificial intelligence systems were always intended to do things like this. I remember one of my early jobs in computing. I was working for a financial services company, and we were looking at some advanced technology projects, and we thought, if we brought in one of these early AI systems, we could automate something like the actuarial process or the claims process. So we talked to this company and said, okay, this is what we'd like to do. What would it take? Well, and the answer was, well, and this was in the 1980s, and well, starting point would be $1 million. That's $1 million in 1980 dollars, and that was just the starting point, and it will take a minimum of a year, because you, as the buyer of the system, you will have to input all the rules and all the data that you need, that a human would need to make these decisions. So by the end of the conversation, we went from, we are going to be on the leading edge of the next great thing, to thinking, this is not going to work. I think that that's the thing that really stuck with me, is that if you take all of these elements together, each one of them in its own right had incredible promise, sometimes going back 30 or 40 years. But it's when all of the elements come together at the right place, the right time, with the right economic balance, that transformation and revolution happen.
Well, I know that we recently had a chance to speak with an individual from the University of Texas. That was Bree Connolly. She had just taken part in a competition whereby they built an application using Watson to field questions from clients for United Way. And she said that she used some basic APIs. It seemed pretty straightforward, but she did say training was something of a learning experience. That is training the cognitive engine.
Yeah, you got to walk before you run. So definitely that helps. And you know, I think that what we'll see over time is, right now, one of the things that is difficult is that training process. How does a machine, humans are incredible. If you think about it, so. You know, I'm that, you know, physician with 30 years experience, and I just because I just know this, I can tell you that, you know, based on spending, 10 minutes with the patient, I know exactly what it is. Well, a machine, to have a machine do that off the bat, it is not possible. Mm-hmm. If you analyze enough data and understand the patterns, and then work with people on on best practices, you definitely make a lot of progress. But it can't be misunderstood as something that, you know, that is simple. So what I expect will happen is that there will be almost like in service-oriented architectures, where there'll be specific problems that need to be solved across a lot of, you know, different industries or different problems that people are working on. So you'd actually pre-train these systems on a specific area, how to recognize something or the relationship between A and B. So over time, instead of, you know, starting from scratch each time and building these systems up from scratch, that you'll actually be able to have modules that will be pre-designed and pre-trained to address a specific problem. So, you know, none of these things are magic. None of these things happen overnight. There are examples, and again, some of the companies are very early. We're definitely at the sort of the pioneer stage, but I think what makes it different than a typical pioneer stage is that there's a lot of expertise and knowledge in a lot of these different areas. It's not like something like, you know, AI 25 years ago, where people sort of had a dream, but they really didn't know how they were going to make it be a reality. So there's a lot of very advanced technology that's part of this. That's an issue that companies are addressing, but there is certainly so much research and so much innovation. You know, you've got everybody from Facebook to Google to IBM to Hitachi to, you know, Cisco and Intel. All these companies are investing in this. You know, the very early days of cloud computing, where cloud, there wasn't anything brand new in terms of cloud that had never been seen before. All of the elements were, you know, whether it was hosting or even, you know, timeshare had been around for a long time. But it was the issue of taking all of those elements and all those capabilities and rethinking them and bringing them all together in a new model. And the same thing with service orientation. You know, the idea of, you know, components and objects and all that, you know, had been around for decades, but it wasn't practical. People knew what they wanted to do, but they just couldn't do it yet. So I think that any real breakthrough technology and real breakthroughs that we see are always built on the shoulders of experimentation, and technologies had incredible promise but weren't quite there.
Thank you, Judith, for talking with us today about cognitive computing and big data analytics. That's it for today's episode of the Talking Data Podcast. I'd like to thank the audience. Thank you for keeping us company. This is Jack Bond saying, hope to see you next time.